Well, praise the Lord. I want to share with you today from Matthew chapter 25. It is the parable of the virgins. It is a very, very key and very important parable in understanding the kingdom of God. It speaks of the end time in which we are living now. It speaks of the end time in which we are now living. It's not just an idle story. It has a very deep meaning. We are hearing a very serious prophetic word in this day and in this hour. That we are coming very, very close to the time of the coming of the Lord. We have come into a new year. I believe that we have come to a time when people are making the final decisions as to where they will be. You will make a decision on the basis of the word that you hear today, the word that you have been hearing, and the word that you will be hearing. And this decision will determine really a lot about where we will be in these end time situations. Let me begin with the first verse. It says, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps, and they went forth to meet the bridegroom." Now, this is a kingdom principle. This is a kingdom parable. The understanding of this particular parable how can I say this? I have discovered that the people who have really understood what this means, have their eyes have been opened into the secrets of the kingdom of God. The true meaning of what Jesus said here, I have also found it to be offensive to the church system. There are things here that go very against the operation of the ecumenical world. You know that not everyone that says they are church are in the kingdom of God. There's a lot of Christian religion that is not a part of the kingdom of God. But you hear what Jesus says and you be the judge.
እዚጋ ክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ በገለጠው ምስጢር ውስጥ የምናየው ፍርድም እንዳለ እንድናውቅ ነው።
Now it says here that we're talking about virgins.
ደነግሎቹን እዚጋ ቆንጃጅቶቹን ለምሳሌ አርጎ ነው የሚናገረው።
I don't know who you are. You've been in these meetings before, haven't you? These other brothers?
Yeah, except this brother.
Okay.
We're here.
And you have surely heard Brother Bert preach on the tabernacle, have you not?
ምናልባት ነው የሚሉት? ግሮችና አዲሶች ካልሆናችሁ በስተቀር ወንድም ብራዘር በርት ስለ ማደሪያው ድንኳን የተለያዩ ትምህርቶችን ባለፉት ህብረቶች ሲያስተምር ሰምታችኋል። አዲስ የመጣ ካልሆነ ሲሉ አለማየሁም ገለጹ።
The tabernacle of Moses, you know what I mean?
እግዚአብሔር በሙሴ በኩል ተናግሮት የተሰራው የማደሪያው ድንኳን የሚለውን ትምህርት በሙላት በተለያየ ቦታ ያስተማርን እየተነጋገርን ነው የነበረው።
So we understand that the whole tabernacle speaks of the whole house of God.
ያ የማደሪያው ድንኳን መሳሌነቱ የእግዚአብሔር ማደሪያ ስለሆነ ነው ስለኛ ስለ እግዚአብሔር ቤተ መቅደስነት።
Some of God's people are in the outer court.
አንዳንዶቹ ግን የእግዚአብሔር ሰዎች ነን የሚሉት ውጫዊው ፍርአት ላይ ነው ያሉት። የአውተር ኮርት የሚባለው የውጫዊው አደባባይ የምንለው።
There is a smaller number of God's people who are in the holy place.
ነገር ግን ጥቂት የእግዚአብሔር ሰዎች ግን ወደ ቅድስተ ቅዱሳኑ ገብተው ሊሆን ይችላል፣ እዛ ጋር ሊሆን ይችላል። በእርግጥ ከመንፈሳዊ ምስጢር
The most holy place is still waiting for us to come in.
ግን አሁንም ነው የሚሉት የቅዱስ ቦታ የምንለው እየጠበቀን ነው እኛን እንድንገባ።
But it is God's purpose that we come all the way in to the mercy seat.
አሜን። እግዚአብሔር ዓላማ ግን በምህረቱ አማካይነት ወደዛ እንድንገባ ሁላችንም።
አሜን።
We have had visions of the most holy place. We have had some brief visits into the most holy place. But we do not live there. And I believe it is God's will and desire that we will live in that most holy place.
የእግዚአብሔር ፍላጎቱ የእግዚአብሔር መሻቱ ግን ያንን ቅዱስ ቦታ እንድንወርስ እንድናገኝ እዛ ደረጃ እንድንደርስ ነው።
In a very close and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ.
ያንን ደግሞ የሚያደርገው የቅርብ የሆነ ህብረትና ግንኙነት ከክርስቶስ ጋር ሲኖረን ነው።
And it says here that the purpose of these virgins was that they wanted to meet the bridegroom.
እዚጋታው ካላችሁ እንግዲህ ሙሽራውን የሚጠብቁ የነበሩት እነዚህ 10 ቆነጃጅት ነው የምናየው።
So when we find the mention of the bride and the bridegroom, what are we talking about?
ምንድነው የሚናገሩት? ማለት ምሳሌነታቸው እነዚህ 10 ቆነጃጅት ምንድነው?
We're talking about a marriage.
ስለ ትዳር ነው ተመስሎ የምናየው።
A wedding.
ሰርግ ነው የምናየው።
A time when the bride and the groom come together.
ሙሽራውና ሙሽራይቱ አንድ ላይ የሚሆኑበትን ወቅት የቀጠረ የሚያመለክት ምሳሌ።
They have known each other.
ይተዋወቃሉ እርስ በርሳቸው ሙሽሪትና ሙሽራው።
But now they are going to know each other in fullness.
ደግሞም ነው የሚሉት ከበፊት ትውውቃቸው ይልቅ ስርዓቱን ሲፈጽሙ በበለጠው በሙላት ትውውቅ ውስጥ ይገባሉ።
So if we're talking about coming into something in the fullness, surely we are talking about coming into the most holy place.
ያ ማለት ይውላችሁ እንዴ ነው የሚሉት የሁለቱ ሙሽሮች በፊት መተዋወቅ ብቻ ሳይሆን በሙሽርነታቸው በሚፈጽሙት ዋና የጋብቻ ቀን ቅዱስ ቦታ እንደደረሱ አርገው ነው መሰለው እየተናገሩ።
You know, we can understand that the Bible is given on 3 different levels.
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ በሶስት ደረጃዎች እኛን የሚያስተምርበት መንገድ አለ።
We can see this only on the physical level.
አንዱ በአካል በምንረዳው መልኩ የሚታይ ነው።
Some of my friends that I have known have read this parable and they see the physical thing, the Jewish wedding, you know.
በውጫው ያገላለጽ በውጫው ትርጉም እንደዚህ ብሎ ፊዚካል ያሉት አንዳንድ አይሁዶች የጋብቻውን ፍርአት በመድራዊ ነገር ተርጉመው ነው የሚያደርጉ።
Jewish tradition, you know, and talking about the days of Jacob and, you know, well, that's one level. If you want to stay there, and Jesus told these things and there were people that's all they heard. What did Jesus talk about today? Oh, he talked about about a wedding. Yeah, it's so nice. He talked about a bride and a groom, you know. And that's all they understand. A Bible story. A nice story for children. But there's really something more. There's a spiritual side too. So let's look a little deeper. We are talking about 10. 10 is an important number, isn't it?
Yes. Aster batam asfallagi qotir no sele qotrochim yeminagerut alle zare lemetach.
What is the number 10? What is the meaning of 10?
Mindinna ya aster turgumu aster qotro mindinna no emilut. Number of fullness, number of just the law of
Yeah, it's if I use the word ordinal perfection, do you understand?
No.
Perfection of order.
Yes.
Even in my way of counting, 10, 20, 30, 40, you know.
ትምርት እና ትርጉማላቸው 10 አንዱ ያው ታውቃላችሁ ህግጋትን ያመለክታል 30 ትዛዛት ሌላው ግን በመንፈሳዊ ዓለም ስናመጣው ህግ ፍጹም እንዲሆኑበት ነው የተሰጠው አይደለም አልፈጸሙትም አልጠበቁትም እንጂ 10 ፍጹምነትን ወይ ወደ ሙላ ደረጃ መድረስን ያመለክታል
So 10 is the perfect order.
ሙሉ የሆነ ትዛዛዊ መመሪያ ነው.
Okay, now it also says that we're going to be looking at virgins. Now I said that the tabernacle, the whole tabernacle, speaks of the house of God. So if you're going to be part of the house of God, you're going to be a virgin. So I believe that these virgins were born again Christians. Born again, you know, they had the first requirement. They weren't all walking in the fullness of the Spirit, but they're all born again. Their sins are forgiven. Amen. They have accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. They have stopped at the brazen altar. And now the spiritual sacrifice of Jesus on the cross has been received. And there it says they took lamps. They took lamps. And what does the lamp speak of? If you have your Bible, you can open up to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. And if I'm quick, I can find it here. Proverbs 20:27. It says, "The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord." Searching all the inward parts of the belly. Does your Bible say lamp?
Yes.
Lamp.
Yes, lamp.
Not candle.
La.
Oh, see, the old King James, they put that word candle in there.
Yes, it says the lamp of man.
Oh, well, you have a better word on that one.
Yes.
So the spirit, the spirit, 2027, yeah. The spirit, the lamp speaks of the spirit. Amen. Amen. So we have a spirit, do we not? And our spirit is meant to hear the voice of God. in Ecclesiastes, it says that when a man dies, his spirit returns to God who sent it.
ጠቢቡ ሰለሞን በጻፈው በመክብብ መጽሐፍ ላይ ነው የሚሉት በሞተ ጊዜ አንድ ሰው ስጋው ወደ አፈር ሲሄድ ነፍሱ ግን መንፈሱ ወዴት ይሄዳል? ወደ እግዚአብሔር ይመለሳል።
So if he's a born again man, a believer, when he dies, his spirit and his soul, he goes to the presence of the Lord. Oh, but a wicked man, when he dies, his body is buried in the earth, and like the rich man, he lifts up the eyes of his soul in hell. But his spirit went back to God because he didn't use the spirit to listen to God. Amen. I like to think of the spirit. Remember the old-fashioned radios? They had this little crystal in the radios. Do they still have crystals in radios?
Yes.
And the crystal is tuned to a certain frequency. So this is something that God gave to man. No donkeys, no cows. Man can hear from God. Amen. And this is what he gave Adam in the Garden of Eden. He breathed into him. And Adam became a living soul. Okay, so these are living human beings. They have lamps. And we know that there has been an occasion, at least, that they have had life in their spirit.
በርግጥም ደግሞ በክርስቶስ ያለውንም ያው አንድ ቀን ለፍርድ እስከሚቀርቡ ድረስ ይሄው መንፈስና ይሄው ስጋ ውስጣቸው ይኖራል።
And the life of the spirit is in what spiritual type here?
ለምንመለከተው የሚገባውን ግን መንፈስ ቅዱስ የምንለው ምን እንደሚሰራ ተምሳሌ።
The life of the spirit will be the oil.
የመንፈስ ህይወት የምንለው በዘይት ተመስሎ እናያለን።
So these are types. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. This is why the word lamp is in the Bible and not the word candle. A candle does not have oil. The candle cannot flow. But the oil flows and the Holy Spirit flows. And God wants a flow of His life in our soul. So all 10 of these virgins had one purpose. And what was their purpose? Their purpose was that they wanted to meet the bridegroom. So can we say that they all aspired, we'll call this a corporate bride. Jesus has only one bride.
ኢየሱስ አንድ ሙሽራ ነው የሚፈልገው.
But that's a corporate bride.
ነገር ግን በህብረት ደግሞ የሆነውን ነገር ነው ምሳሌ አርጎኝ.
Man, how many of you want to be in the bride of Jesus Christ?
ስንቶች ነን የክርስቶስ ሙሽራ ነን የምንፈልገው?
We're mostly men in here.
ዘኝቻችን ወንድሞች ነን.
This goes against our natural thinking, doesn't it?
እየ ምድራዩን አስተሳሰባችንን
ይቀይራል. How can I be a bride? I'm a man.
እኔ ወንድ ነኝ እንዴት ሙሽራ ሆናለሁ እንዴ?
This is spiritual talk now. No more natural thinking here. Amen. Sisters, you can be sons of God. That's a spiritual word. That's not a gender word of man and woman. See, Jesus uses different words to describe the same thing. But they said they wanted to meet the bridegroom. Now this word meet is a very unusual word in the New Testament. It doesn't just mean, oh hello Jamal, nice to meet you. No, it has a very specific meaning. It means that you go from a place where you dwell. You go out and you meet someone who is coming from the opposite direction, and you bring them back to where you started. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I can find only three places in the New Testament where this word meet is used. I think the Greek word here is apentesis. Yeah, a Greek word. Okay, I'll tell you one other place where the word is used, and that's in Thessalonians, where Paul says that we would meet him in the air. Now, do you believe in pre-tribulation rapture, where we meet him in the air and we go away somewhere?
Yes, but it has something. We'll teach more.
No, I'm just saying, is that the way you believe? It's just a question. But you see, Paul did not use that word, and neither did Jesus when he's talking here.
ጳውሎስ በእንደዚህ አይነት ሁኔታ ሊገልጽ አይደለም የፈለገው እዚህም ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በገለጸበት አገላለጽ ውስጥ አንድ የምናየዋለን.
See, in Thessalonians, Jesus is coming this way, we come this way, we meet him, and he comes back where we were. We're not going off to some place in the sky. The other place it's used is in Acts, and I think it's chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. It's when Paul came in from the ship. And Acts chapter 20, verse 15, I believe it is. Yeah. And we had sailed thence and came the next day over against Chios, and the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried at Trigolium, and the next day we came to Miletus. Where does it? It's right in here, the next one of these next verses. It says in verse 17, they called the elders of the church. You know what? I think I have the wrong chapter. 28. I'm sorry, it's Acts 28. Yeah, that's way too early. Acts chapter 28. All right, Paul has been shipwrecked. Here we are. Yes, it is verse 15. Paul has been shipwrecked, and now he's landing on the shore of Italy. It says in verse 15, and from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appian Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage.
ከዚያም ወንድሞች ስለኛ ሰምተው እስከ አፒዮስ ፋሩስና ሶስት ማደሪያ እስከሚባለው ሊቀበሉን ወጡ። ጳውሎስም ባያቸው ጊዜ እግዚአብሔርን አመሰገነ፣ ልቡም ተጽናና። ሊቀበሉን ወጡ የሚለውን ነገር መውሰድ አለባችሁ።
Okay, this is
መገናኘት የሚለውን ለማብራራት
This is the best way to understand this word meet.
መገናኘት የሚለውን መጥ
Paul had come from Jerusalem.
ጳውሎስ ከኢየሩሳሌም አቅጣጫ ወደ ጣሊያን እየሄደ ነው።
The brethren had come from Rome.
እነሱ ከሮም ነው እየመጡ ያሉት ሌሎች።
They went to this three taverns.
እነኚህ አሁን እዚህ ጋር የተገለጹት ያየናቸው ከተሞች አሉ።
This little town.
ትንሽ የሆኑ ከተሞች።
And they met Paul and they went back to Rome with Paul.
እነኚህ ከተሞች አንብበናቸው አለ ላይ አልፈው እሱም ከአንደበቀ እነሱም ከሌላ መጡና ተቀበሏቸው።
Paul did not take them back to Jerusalem.
ጳውሎስ እነሱን ወደ ኢየሩሳሌም አይደለም ይዟቸው የተመለሰው።
Okay, so this is what
እነሱ ነው ተቀበሉ።
This is what these 10 virgins were waiting for.
እነኚህ 10 ቆነጃጅት ይጠብቁ የነበረው ልክ እንደዚህ አንድ ሊቀበሉት ያለውን ሙሽራ ነበር።
They were waiting for Jesus to come to where we are.
ኢየሱስ እነሱ ወዳሉበት እንደመጣ እኛ ጌታ ወዳለንበት ምን ይላል?
He is going to come and tabernacle with us.
ወደኛ ይመጣና ማደሪያዎቹ እንድንሆን ያደርገናል።
We are not flying off.
እኛ አንበርም
somewhere.
ወደሆነ ቦታ ወደ ታወቀ አቅጣጫ አንበርም። እሱ ግን ይመጣና ማደሪያዎቹ ያደርገናል።
Okay. So we know this is all 10 of them wanted to be in this place in Christ.
በክርስቶስ ዘንድ የታየላቸው ደረጃ 10ሩም እንዲሆኑ ነበር።
How many of you know that every born-again believer wants to be with Christ?
ዳግም የተወለደ ክርስቲያን ሁሉ ክርስቶስን እንዲያብሮት እንደሚሆን እንደሚፈልግ እንደታመናላችሁ። ፍላጎት ሁሉ ዳግም ሲወለድ እንደዛ ነው።
But there's a problem.
ነገር ግን ችግር አለ።
Some of them have a problem.
ጥቂቶቹ ችግር አለባቸው።
All right. Let's go on. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish.
አምስቱ ልባሞች አምስቱ ምኖች ሰነፎች ነበሩ።
What does the number 5 speak of?
አምስቱ ምንድነው? Number of ministry and number of grace.
Well, it speaks of grace, but has another meaning too, doesn't it? Oh, did you say ministry too?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let's go for ministry here.
አስተረድ ያው በየወንደው ነው የሳውተችልኝ ነው አምስት አንዱ የሙላትና የጸጋ ምልክት ነው ቁጥሮች ብያቸው አለ ትርጉም አላቸው አምስት ምክንያቱም አምስቱ ሐዋርያ ሥራ ይቀርታ ኤፌሶን 4 ላይ ሐዋርያ ሌላያ ጋቢ የሚለውን እዛ ላይ ያሰብኝ አምስት ደግሞ ሌላውን ይያሉ ያሉት ያገልግሉት ጸጋ የማገልግል
I don't think I need to go on brother you're doing a pretty good job Did you tell all the fivefold ministry?
Yes.
I saw you counting your fingers.
Yes, I already mentioned Ephesians 4:11.
Okay. So we have this term fivefold ministry, but you know there are others that have ministry of some sort too.
እኛ ምስቱ ብቻ አይደለም በነገራችን ሌሎችም ያገልግሉት ጸጋዎች አሉ።
So we might not be just talking about individuals, we might be talking about two different kinds of ministry.
ገልናውራ ምን ፈልገው እነኚህን በሁለት አይነት መልኩ ነው ማየት ያለብን አገልግሎትን።
See, don't just take this number 5 and say, well, it's 50%, you know, half of us are here and half of us are there.
እነኚህን እንግዲህ አምስቱን ሄደን ለ percent ሰተን እንደ 15 እነኚህ እንደዚህ ያርጉ እነኚህ እንደዚህ ያርጉ ማለታችን አይደለም።
It doesn't mean 50%.
ያንን ማለታችን አይደለም 50%.
You know, it might be 1% is wise and 99% is foolish.
ምናልባት እነኚህን አስሩም እናስቀምጥ ነው የሚሉት 99ዎቹ ልባቸው የነቃ በፐርሰንት ከፍ ያሉ አንደኛው ማን ነው አንዱ ፐርሰንት ግን ልባቸው የወረደ ሰነፍ ነው።
I don't know what percent.
እናንተ ደግሞ
That's not the meaning.
እንደምትሉ አላውቅም ዝጋል ተገለጠም በእኔ መረዳት ነው
ተርፋ። All right, so how do we determine who's wise and who's foolish?
እንዴት ነው ምን ወስነው የትኛዎቹ ልባሞች የትኛዎቹ ሰነፎች እንደሆኑ?
God has the test.
እግዚአብሔር ነው ይሄንን የሚያውቀው።
Okay. Now, here's the test.
ዘነው እንግዲህ እግዚአብሔር ያጣራል።
It says the foolish took their lamps and they took no oil with them.
ምንድነው የሚለው ቁጥር 2 ላይ ከነሱም 3 ሰነፎች 5 ልባሞች ነበሩ ሰነፎቹ መብራታቸውን ይዘው ከነርሱ ጋር ዘይት አልያዙምና ልባሞቹ ግን መብራ ከመብራታቸው ጋር በማሰሯቸው ዘይት ያዙ።
By the way, we use the term virgin here, which is a woman term, isn't it?
Yes.
And when we speak of woman, we are talking about church. Church is a feminine word. Okay. So there is a church here, a foolish church, that has the Spirit. They have their spirit. But oil, the life of God, is missing. How long does that take to happen in a church? A church could lose the presence of God. We as people could lose the presence of God in our life. We as a ministry could lose the presence of God in our ministry. How would we do that? We don't obey. We don't listen to what He says. We have our own plans. I do what I want to do. I begin to act like James and John. I want the biggest positions. Next thing you know, all I've got is religion. I don't have God. But it says the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Where do we carry that extra oil? My spirit is here. It's waiting to hear God. But you see, the wise had the oil in their soul as well. What does that mean, that I have the oil in my soul? What is my soul? My soul is my what? My will? My desires? My mind? And my emotions? That means that if the oil is flowing in my soul, then God is changing me. He's changing my emotions. He's bringing them into control by the Spirit. Mm-hmm. He is changing my mind, the way I think. Amen. My opinions are being changed. The Word of God is able to change me. He's changing my traditions. He's changing the way I think about my nationality. Amen. About my family. Amen. He's changing my will. I'm not as stubborn as I used to be. You know, Jesus submitted His will to the Father in the garden. Not my will, but thine, O Father. He's changing my desires. Amen. I don't desire the things that I desired when I was 20 years old anymore. It's not because I'm too old. It's because God has been changing me. Come on, I know men that are my age that are in the world who think that they're still 20 years old. You know, I just don't have an interest in those things anymore. They're not important to me.
Sorry.
You know, I don't want to have a boat and go down the river. I don't need a Mercedes car.
You know,
my desires are for the kingdom of God. Why am I here today? I would rather be at home in my home. Coming here is very difficult. We traveled 2 full days, no sleep. We have to change our biological clock. 9 hours change. Get up when I'm supposed to be sleeping.
No.
You see, the wise virgins were allowing the Holy Spirit to change their soul. And the foolish virgins were probably listening to the preachers that said, oh, you can get rich, you can have anything you want, you know. I don't know what they were listening to.
በእግዚአብሔር መንግስት በመንፈሳዊ እድገት አጣጫ ሳይሆን ስለብልጽግና ስለምድራዊነት የሚሰበከውን አሜን እያሉ ዘይታቸውን ትተው እንዲሁ ዝም ብለው ሃይማኖትን ስርዓትን እየፈጸሙ መላለሱ እንደዛ መሆን የለብንም አሜን
But the bridegroom tarried and they all slept.
ታውቃላችሁ ግን እዛ ጋር የሆነው ነገር ምን የተወሰኑት ሙሽሮች ስንመለከት የተኙም ነበሩ.
How many of you believe that the bridegroom has tarried?
እንዴት ነበር የሆነው ነገር?
How many of you think he's waited too long? I was preaching an end time word 30 years ago. Maybe 35, I don't know. And I was saying, Jesus is coming very soon. I don't think we've got more than another year. The world is so wicked. He can't wait any longer. Now, I didn't say he was coming in another year. And I didn't say a date. But I believed it. Was I wrong? No. I was not wrong because Jesus said he wants us always to be watching that he could come this night.
ጊዜው ለሊት ምሽት እንደሚሆን በመንፈሳዊ ምስጢር የሚመጣበት ተናግሯል.
You see,
ሁሉ ጊዜ በንቃት መጠበቅ መመልከት ተመልካች መሆን ይፈልጋል.
If I start telling you that Jesus is coming in 30 years, what's going to happen to you?
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የዛሬ 30 ዓመት ይመጣል ብላችሁ እንደምታረጉት.
You're going to fall asleep.
ትተኛላችሁ. ጊዜዋን አውቃችኋልና.
You're going to start drinking intoxicating doctrines that people will preach to you.
And
you'll say, oh, what does it matter? You see, that's what falling asleep. Now, most of the church fell asleep. This is what Jesus is saying. Most of the church fell asleep. But in the next verse, apparently somebody was still awake.
ቀጥሎም የሚናገረው ይሄንን ነው የሚሉት
I want to be one of those that is still awake at midnight.
እኔ ግን በመሸውም ሰዓት እንኳን ደጋ እንቅልፋቸውን ትተው በንቃት እንደጠበቁት መሆን ነው የምፈልገው.
It says at midnight a cry was made, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him.
እንዴ ነው የሚለው? ወጥ 3 እና 4 ላይ መብራታቸውን ይዘው ከእርሱ ጋር ዘይት አልያዙምና ልባሞቹ ግን ከመብራታቸው ጋር በማሰሯቸው ዘይት ያዙ ሙሽራውን በዘገየ ጊዜ ሁሉ እንቅልፍ አላቸውና ተኙ እኩለ ሌሊትም ሲሆን እነሆ ሙሽራው ይመጣል ተቀበሉን ዘንድ ውጡ የሚል ውካታ ሆነ በዚያን ጊዜ ቆነጃጅቶቹ እንዴት እንደተጠበቁ ታውቃላችሁ ልባሞቹ
How much did you read?
Up to verse 5
Okay, did you read verse 6?
በዚያን ጊዜ እነዚያ ቆነጃጅት ሁሉ ተነሱና መብራታቸውን አዘጋጁ
So there is a sense now among the watchmen that the bridegroom is coming.
ሙሽራው ሲመጣ ምን በንቃት ተመለከቱት እንዴ ያሉት መጥቷል ተዘጋጁ አሉ
There are some who are watching.
የሚመለከቱ ነበሩ ማለት ነው
The signs of the times are getting closer and closer.
ጊዜው መምጫ የዛ ነው ሙሽራቸውን የሚጠብቁበትን ምን ያህል እንደቀረበ ምኖች ነበሩ ተመልካቾች ነበሩ
And we are seeing that midnight is coming closer and closer.
ወገኖች ለምንት ዝጋ ጊዜው ምሽቱ ሰዓት እየደረሰ ነው ያለው
What is midnight?
እኩለ ሌሊት ማለት ምን ማለት
What is it like at midnight?
ምን ማለታችን ነው እኩለ ሌሊት የሚለው
Midnight is dark.
የጨለማ ሰዓት ነው
It gets darker and darker until midnight.
በጣም የሚመሽበት በጣም የሚጨልምበት ሰዓት ነው.
And after midnight,
ከዛ ሰዓት በኋላ
it starts going the other way.
ሌላ ደግሞ ነገር ነው የሚሆነው.
So midnight is dark.
ጨለማ ነው.
And darkness speaks of what?
ጨለማ የምን ምሳሌ ነው? ምን ይገልጻል? ይናገራል?
The world is in darkness and sin is it not
ዓለምን ሁኔታ ይገልጻል ዓለም ደግሞ የኃጢያትና የጨለማ ተምሳሌት
And here's the church sleeping while the darkness of the world goes on
ዓለም በጨለማና በኃጢያት ሁኔታ ውስጥ ያለች ማትነቃ ቤተክርስቲያን ልክ እንደ ሰነፎቹ መብራት እንዳልያዙ ወጥቷቸው ባዶ እንደሆነ ሲሉ
What do you hear about midnight from the Bible
በመጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እኩለ ሌሊት የሚለው እንዴት ነው መታንት
Where was midnight first mentioned
የት ቦታ ላይ ነው የተገለጸው እኩለ ሌሊት የሚለው እኛ አንዳንዴ በእኛ አገር ውድቅ ይባላል
Remember when the children of Israel had their first Passover?
እስራኤላውያኖች እንደምታውቁት የዚህ የመጀመሪያውን
And they were in Egypt?
በግብጽ አገር ይሄ መሻገር ማለት ነው
And they put the blood of the lamb
ወጡበት ሁኔታ ታውቃላችሁ
On the top and the sides of the door?
መቃናቸው እንዲቀቡ ሆነና ጉበን ነው የምንለው በእኛ እናንተ ተረዱ
And at midnight
ያ ማለት ነው መጣ ጊዜው ደረሰና በኩሩ የሚቀጭበት ሰዓት ሲሆን ግን ቶሎ ቀድሞ ምን አደረጉ
The destroyer came
ጉበኑን ቀቡ
And when the destroyer saw the blood around the door, he would not enter. But that was at midnight. At midnight, the destruction came upon Egypt. At midnight, hell is going to break out in the world. But at midnight, the children of God will be set free. Amen. What else do you know about midnight?
ስለ እኩለ ሌሊት ስለ መከራው ሰዓት
well there was Samson
ሳምሶንን ታውቃላችሁ
and his enemies were waiting to kill him
ጠላቶቹ ይጠብቁ ነበር ሊገሉት ተደብቀው
and where was Samson at midnight
በዛ በውድቅቱ ሰዓት በእኩለ ሌሊቱ ሰዓት የት ነበር ሳምሶን
where he shouldn't have been he was in the harlot's house
በእግዚአብሔር ጥበቃ በእግዚአብሔር መገኛ ቤት ነበር
Amen. Do you know what that means to be in the harlot's house?
ምን ማለት እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ? እግዚአብሔር የከለለው እግዚአብሔር ያስቀመጠው መደበቂያ ስፍራ
I said not all the church is a true church.
እኔ ይቅርታ አድርጉልኝ እንዴ ነው ማለት ሁሉም ቤተክርስቲያን እውነተኛ ቤተክርስቲያን ልላል ይችላል
Much of what is called church is a harlot in God's eyes.
And then ጊዜ እግዚአብሔር በሚመለከትበት ጊዜ ወደ ጥፋትና ወደ ተለያየ ነገር የሚሄድ ቤተክርስቲያን
And what does Jesus say?
Jesus ምንድን ነው ያለው?
Warn your friends that are in the harlot's house.
ወንድማችንን ማናስጠነቅቀው ከሆነ ወደ እግዚአብሔር ነገር እንዲመለስ ማናደርገው ከሆነ እሱስ እንደተነገረው ችግር ነው።
Come out of her, my people.
ከመካከላቸው ምን በሉ ወጡና የተለያችሁ ሆኖ
why
ለምን ይናል
because the harlot's going to be judged
ምክንያቱም ምንድነው ነው የሚሉት ፍርድ ስላለ ነው ማን ወጣ ከሆነ ፍርድ አለ
if you know that a house is going to be burned are you going to stay in that house
የሚቃጠል ቤት አለ ተብሎ ተነገራችሁ ዘን የሚቃጠል ቤት ውስጥ መቆየት የሚፈልጋለሁ
I'm going to run as fast as I can I'm getting out of that house Do you understand the things I'm saying here the understanding of this is offensive to the ecumenical church system Fortunately Samson heard in the last minute and he got out of the harlot's house.
ስለዚህ እንደዛ አይነት ከተደበላለቀ ህይወት ሳምሶን ቶሎ ሰምቶ በመጨረሻው ሰዓት ነው የሚሉት
And he took the gates of the city.
ቶሎ ሰማና በዛ ባስቀነቁት ስፍራ ላይ ምሰሶን ምን አደረገ? ያዘ
And he carried them up the hill.
እና ከዛ በኋላ ምን እንደሆነ ታውቃላችሁ?
By the way, I looked that up one time. He went a long ways with those gates.
ያንን እሱ የሞተበትን ጥላቶቹ እንደዛ ያረገበትን ስፍራ እንዴ እንዳዩን የሚናገሩት ምን ያህል ዋጋ እንደከፈለ
He didn't just set them a few meters away.
የተወሰነ ርቀት ወስደው ነው እንደዛ ያረጉት.
What God is saying is he got out of the harlot's house and he was in power. He had the power of God.
እንደዛ አይነት ከስክ አይወጣ ሆኖ እንኳን ሲወጣ ግን በመንፈስ ነው የሚሉት እግዚአብሔር ኃይሉን ላከለት.
In his good side Samson is a type of the sons of God.
Samson የእግዚአብሔር የእውነተኛ ልጆች ምሳሌ ነው.
But of course he had his weakness too.
ግን ደግሞ ደካማ ነገር ነበረበት ወድቋል.
So what else happened at midnight?
ምንድን ነው የሚሆነው በዚህ በኩል ለሌሊት?
What about Ruth?
ሩትስ እንዴት ናት?
It was the time of the first it was the barley harvest and then the wheat harvest.
እንደምታውቁት የገብስና የስንዴ የተለያዩ ምርቶች የሚመረቱበት ወቅት ነበር።
But Boaz was at the harvest.
ቦአዝ ደግሞ ጥሩ ገበሬ ነበር።
And he fell asleep.
እና አንዳንድ ጊዜ እንቅልፍ ይይዛል።
And Ruth came and she laid at his feet.
እና እሱ ሲያንቀላፋ ሩት ግን ተመጣና በሱ ግን
So Boaz would be a type of Christ.
Boaz is Christ's ምሳሌ ነው.
Ruth would be the type of the wise virgin.
The wise virgin
nature. Amen.
ሩት ግን ነው የሚሉት የጥበበኞቹ ሴቶች ምሳሌ ቤተክርስቲያን ምሳሌ ናት.
Bride of Christ.
የክርስቶስ ሙሽራ.
Now she didn't wake him up. She laid quiet.
ጸጥ ያለችው ቦአዝን ሩት ቶሎ አላነቃቸው.
You know we can't wake Christ up and make him come when we want him to come.
እሱ የሚመጣበትን ሰዓት ያውቃል በጊዜው ጌታ ምን ይላል ይመጣል እኛን ከተከሰው መጠበቅ ግን እኛ ድርሻ ነው በሱ ግን ተሰይታ ቢጥሩ ገብቷቸዋል
What does it say in Solomon? It says I charge thee how does it say it Rita not to disturb my love until
Until he so desires.
Until he so desires, yes. See, these are all pictures. All pictures that point to the same thing.
ብዙ ጊዜ በስዕላዊ ማገላለጽ በመሳሌ የሚነገሩ ነገሮች ትልቅ ምስጢር አላቸው የሚያስተምሩ ስለመንፈስ
Amen. So there are things happening at midnight. We could talk about Gideon.
ስለ ጌዲዮን ማውራት እንችላለን እንደዚሁ ስለ ኩለ ሌሊት የምንለየው ድቅት ሰዓት ብዙ የመከራ ጊዜ
It was the middle watch that Gideon went down into the camp of the Midianites.
በሜዶናውያን በመነላቸው በሚዲያማውያን በመነላቸው ካምፕ ላይ መጥተው ያደረገው
And they blew the trumpet and they broke the earthen vessel and the torch the lamp they had a lamp
ምን እንደደረገ ታውቃላችሁ መለከትን ነፋ ከዛ በኋላ ጥላቶቻቸውን አጠፋና መብራታቸውን ከ
So at midnight, the cry was made. The bridegroom comes, go ye out to meet him. Do you think we might be hearing that cry now? Could the watchman be saying that now? God's clock is not the same as our clock. He gives us a lot of time. Amen. Well, anyway, it says the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. Now when you trim your lamp, you make the lamp burn brighter. Amen. So they're getting themselves spiritually tuned up. Amen. And the oil begins to flow again now. The problem is that the foolish ones discovered that they were running out of oil. They said, our lamp is gone out, but I think it means our lamp is going out. It's quite frustrating to try to trim a lamp that is going out. It's going to go out because it's out of oil. Do you know how they do that? Have you seen that? They go poof, 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 poof. Little flickers of light. And you know in only a little time there will be no light at all in that lamp. So what do the foolish ones do? They come to the wise ones and they say, we need oil. Now, let's step back a minute. Do you understand why this cannot be a picture of rapture? Did any of you ever see that rapture movie? So churches had this rapture movie. Husband and wife wake up. You know, he's kind of bad, you know. She's good. He looks for. She's gone. But see, this isn't what's happening here. These people have got time to talk to one another, to see that some of them have oil and some of them do not have oil. These are people that know each other. They probably, some of them go to the same church. Now, how would you know that you don't have oil, and how would you know that somebody else has oil? Because the tribulation is going to come on very strong at midnight. Like I said, hell is going to break out in the earth. The wise virgin that has the oil is going to be an overcomer. So the others say, you're making it. You're getting by. I can't make it. I can't get above this. Would you lay hands on me and pray for me that I can get what you've got? Come on, you've got faith. Pray for me. I need what you've got. But she's going to say, I can't give it to you. Well, how did you get it? How did you get what you got? Look, I had to pay for it. And you're going to have to pay for it too. Well, what did you pay? What price was it? Look, brother, I gave everything I had. I gave my whole soul to Jesus Christ. I told him he was the boss. I told him I would suffer for his name. I endured persecution. I did without pleasures of life for the kingdom of God. What does it say? It says the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Verse 9. So who do you buy it from? Who's the one that sells the oil? Jesus. What did Jesus say to the church of Laodicea? I counsel you to buy from me the gold. You see, the midnight hour, you cannot get life from another man. If you've been living on life from another man, from your wife, from anybody else, you have to start living on the life from Jesus Christ. And because they were virgins, they said, we have to go and buy from Christ. So they went to buy. But when they went to buy, some of them went in with Christ. And the door was shut. Now, it doesn't say that the foolish virgins lost their salvation. It doesn't say that they lost a place in heaven, eternal life. Doesn't say that. But they were not able to enter in to this place that God had prepared for the sons of God. An intimate place with Christ. Joined together, bride and bridegroom made one. Body and the head made one. The others came later, and they said, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he said, I know you not. Now, brethren, God knows everybody. That isn't what it means. It means I don't have an intimate relationship with you. If you're going to marry the young virgin, you know who she is. You've learned to trust her. She's learned to trust you. She's going to give herself to you. You're going to give all that you have to her. This was the relationship that Jesus was having with these that had the oil. Every day, I know who you are. I don't know how many cell phones you have here today, but if a man and a young girl, every day,
call.
How are you today? How was your day? Did you sleep good? Did you have breakfast? Yeah, we talk every day, you know. It's not like, oh, it's her again. Do we have to talk today? Oh, she sent me a text. I don't want... Do I have to read this all the time? No. You see, if this is your relationship with Jesus Christ, you're not going to be part of the bride. Now, I believe they did find the oil. You know where they found it? They found it in great tribulation. I believe that many of them had their life was taken. And they found their salvation that way. But the door was closed for that season of time that they could not enter in to be a partaker of the two witness company. I just tell you one little story and I'll finish. I worked at a hospital. I don't know, maybe 25, 30 years ago. And a chaplain came to see me one day. He worked at the hospital. You know what a chaplain is? He came and he said, "Can I have lunch with you?" He must have heard about me because he said, we sat down to eat and he said, "Tell me about you and what you believe." I said, "You mean you want to know something that might be different than what you believe?" He said, "Well, yes. I talked a little bit about this parable of the virgins." I said, "You see, the virgins are the church. Some of them are ready to enter in with Christ and some of them are not." I didn't tell as much as I told you. But he understood. He knew what I meant. Do you know what he said to me? He said, "Well, isn't that being rather exclusionistic?" I said, "I suppose it is." But I said, "I didn't write it. I'm just reading it. You tell me what it means." And our meeting was over. Because you see, they say that we're all going to be the same. But Jesus is saying, some of you are making decisions, and some of you are going to miss the door. We heard a prophetic word about 2 weeks ago. The brother said he believes that he hears God say the door is going to be shut this year.
Oh my God.
Now, I don't know what that means. But for me, it means I better make sure that I'm ready. One year, 2 years, 5 years, I don't know. I'd better be ready. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. You guys back.